was lost, now I'm found. Like a glimmer of hope that will never let me go. You bring peace to my soul. The world can never satisfy. You've opened up my eyes to find. Hey, you give me technicolor.
Rest assured in your love, my comfort. Gotta know I can trust you. Every step that I take, you are with me all the way. Caught in rhythms of grace.
I was afraid to let you know my deepest thoughts, secrets untold. But you know me more than I know.
Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you that we can know that that you use us in our lives for good, Lord. I just pray that the service would, that we would just open our eyes and our ears to learn more about you. And we're just so thankful for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hi, my name's Skylar, and today we were talking about this in the Big God story. So, God made a promise to a man named Abraham. Can you tell me what that promise was and why it was so important? Right, God promised Abraham a nation of children. This was a very important promise because one day, Jesus, our Redeemer, would be born from Abraham's family tree. So, Abraham passed on this special blessing to his son Isaac, who then passed the same blessing on to his son Jacob. And today, we are talking about Jacob's son, Joseph. God had big plans for Joseph. Joseph had 11 brothers, and they were all living in the land of Canaan. So let's see here. Six, eight, 10, 11, 12. There were 12 brothers. And you see, Joseph's brothers often got jealous because Jacob, their father, tended to play favorites. Don't you think it would be a little upsetting if your father played favorites? Jacob made it so obvious that Joseph was his favorite that he made him a special coat only for Joseph. And Joseph wasn't very humble about being the favorite either. One day, he had a dream. Let's make this guy Joseph. In Joseph's dreams, him and his brothers had piles of wheat, and his brothers' piles would bow down to his pile. Can you believe that? Joseph was the youngest brother, yet they were bowing down to him. And back then, usually the oldest brother would be the most important, so this was really strange. In another one of Joseph's dreams, the sun, the moon, and 11 stars were bowing down to him. And when Joseph told his brothers about these dreams, that made them really mad. They were so mad that one day they saw Joseph coming out of the field, and his brother and their brothers threw Joseph into a pit and sold Joseph to traders who were on their way to Egypt. And the worst part is that they smeared blood onto Joseph's coat, the one that his dad had made him, and told their father that Joseph was killed by wild animals. As you can tell, Joseph's brothers were not in the least bit kind, but the brothers were about to go through some hard times and began to change their hearts and started to rely on God more. Let's see. Joseph was only 17 years old when he was sold to Egypt, and he was sold to a man named Potiphar. Potiphar was in charge of all the soldiers who protected Pharaoh. Do you know who Pharaoh is? That's right, a king. Not only was he a king, but he was also the most powerful man in the world, because at the time, Egypt was the most powerful nation. Even though Joseph was a slave, God was still looking out for him. And it says in Genesis 39, 3 through 4, that when his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household and entrusted to his care everything he owned. Wow, God truly blessed Joseph. He went from being a slave to being in charge of the whole house. But one day, Potiphar's wife accused Joseph of doing something wrong, and even though Joseph didn't do it, Potiphar still threw him in jail. But the good news is that Joseph wasn't alone. God was with him. Let's look at Genesis 39, 21 through 22. It says, "The Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. So the warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in prison, and he was made responsible for all that was done there." God took him from being one of the prisoners to being in charge of all of the other prisoners. While Joseph was in jail, two more of Pharaoh's servants were thrown into prison with him. The servants were having weird dreams that they couldn't quite understand, but Joseph was able to explain them to them, and eventually one of them was released from jail, and he was a cupbearer, and he was sent to work with the Pharaoh again. But before the cupbearer was released from jail, he told Joseph that he would remember him and would tell his story. But guess how long it took the cupbearer to remember? 2 whole years it took the cupbearer to remember that Joseph had helped him with his dreams. Because one day, Pharaoh began to have weird dreams as well, and nobody could understand them. So the cupbearer told Pharaoh, and Pharaoh's servants went and got Joseph out of jail and cleaned him up and took him to Pharaoh. Joseph immediately gave God the glory for his ability to understand dreams, and he interpreted Pharaoh's dreams for him. Once again, Joseph saw that God is good. In Pharaoh's first dream, 7 thin cows ate up the 7 fat cows. And in the second dream, 7 thin ears of grain ate up 7 plump ears of grain. Joseph told Pharaoh that this meant that there would be 7 years of good crops and lots of food for everyone. But then there would follow 7 years of famine where there would be no food at all. Pharaoh was so amazed that he had made Joseph second in command. Wow, God is so good. Joseph's job was to save up enough food in the first 7 years that there would be enough for the next 7 years of famine. So the 7 years of good food had passed, and the famine was so bad that Joseph's family back in Canaan were running out of food. So there, their father, Jacob, sent all of their brothers, except for the youngest, Benjamin, to Egypt to buy food. And who do you think they asked when they got there? That's right, they asked Joseph. But Joseph was older now, and he didn't really look like what he looked like when he was 17 years old. But Joseph knew who they were exactly when they walked in. The brothers came in and bowed down to Joseph, because that's what you did to people who were very important in that time. So, do you remember the dream that Joseph had so many years ago that made his brother so mad? Well, that just came true. Joseph began to question them, accusing his brothers of being spies. They said they were honest men who were only there to buy some food. They talked about their dad and their little brother as if Joseph didn't know who they were. But Joseph really wanted to see the rest of his family, so they made a deal with him. The Bible says in Genesis 42, verses 14 through 16. Let's see here. Joseph said to them, "It is just as I told you. You are spies, and this is how you will be tested. As surely as Pharaoh lives, you will not leave this place unless your youngest brother comes here. Send one of your number to get your brother. The rest of you will be kept in prison so that your words may be tested to see if you are telling the truth. If you are not, then as surely as Pharaoh lives, you are spies." So that's what they did. They brought back their brother Benjamin, and Joseph kept his word and sold them some food. However, it wasn't over yet. Joseph had slipped a cup into the younger brother's bag. When they were leaving the city, the guard had stopped them and accused them of being thieves. The brother once again had to return to the palace and beg Joseph to let them go and that they were innocent and that they weren't spies or thieves. Eventually, Joseph felt so sad that they didn't recognize him that he told them this in Genesis 45, 1 through 5. Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out, "Have everyone leave my presence." So there was no one with Joseph when he had made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him, and Pharaoh's household heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still living?" But his brothers were not able to answer him, because they were terrified at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come close to me." When they had done so, he said, "I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now, do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you." Joseph explained to them that even though his brothers did something that was really mean to him, God was able to use it for good. He asked for them to go back home, gather up the things, their things, and tell their father what had happened. Then come back so that they could all live together in Egypt. Joseph found himself in a lot of different difficult situations, but God worked them all for good. God isn't happy when people hurt each other in the way that Joseph's brothers did, but God is still good even when others do something wrong. God used these events in Joseph's life to help him depend on God. But even more, God knew these difficult events had a bigger purpose. Remember the promise that God gave Abraham and how his family line would lead him to a great nation and promised land, and a promised land, and one day Jesus? Well, if God hadn't prepared a way to keep the family alive, they would have died because of the famine. And without their family, there would be no family for Jesus to be born into. One of the very last things we hear Joseph tell his brother is in Genesis 50:20. That says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Sometimes things in life are hard, but God can use these hard things to help us depend on Him. God also changes us when we step out into faith and obediently trust in Him. These times can help us depend on God, who is trustworthy because He is good. No matter what happens in our lives or in our world around us, God is so good. We sometimes believe that if we are truly following God, everything in our lives will be easy, and God will answer our prayers the way we want. It's true that God gives good gifts to us, His children, but that doesn't mean He always gives us everything we want. Some of you might be struggling to believe that God works all things for your good. You might be going through some hard things right now, things that make you sad or worried or maybe confused. God wants you to know that He is there for you, to comfort you in the midst of things that are hard, and remind you that He is always with you and He is always good. Right now, let's spend some time praying, asking God to show us that we can trust Him because He wants to use everything in our lives for something good. Okay, now it's time for the blessing, but first I'm going to read from Romans 8:28. And the verse says, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Okay, let's put our hands out like this and I'll say the blessing over us. May you know that God is good all the time. May you learn to depend on him.